It's who you are. It's who you are. You are perfect in all the ways. It's who you are. Perfect in all the ways. You are perfect in all the ways. It's who you are.
This is KAYT-FM.
881 Gina Alexandria.
92.5 Greenwood Shreveport.
K223BI.
98.9 Monroe, West Monroe.
K255BT.
100.1 Lake Charles.
K261EB.
And KQJO-FM.
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
Hello, I'm Bishop Kenny Townsend, along with my wife,
Lady Mildred Townsend.
And we're inviting you to join us for Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints, right here on KAYT, KQJO, every Saturday from 11 until 12 o'clock p.m., praying for your most urgent prayer needs.
Prayer changes everything.
Good afternoon. I'm Bishop Kenny Townsend, along with my wife,
Minister Mildred Townsend.
And you're now tuned in to Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints, right here on KAYT. Sit back and enjoy the Word of God.
To take a stand.
Good afternoon to all of our KAYT listeners. I'm Bishop Kenny Townsend. Thank you for keeping your dial set to KAYT, KQJO. Right now, we've got some community news that we'd like to share with you in Alexandria and surrounding areas. And right now, we've got Pastor Reverend Dearborn of the True Believers Missionary Baptist Church on the line right now. And he's going to be sharing with us what's happening with their Feed the Hungry program. Good afternoon, and thank you for joining us, Pastor Dearborn.
Well, good afternoon, sir. How are you?
I'm blessed of the Lord. How about you?
For a young fella, I don't do bad at all.
Well, listen, sir, we just thank you for taking time out from your schedule to share with our KAYT listeners what's going on in the Alexandria area. Understand that you're having a feeding program, and I already see that the hours are going to be from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., but maybe you can share the particulars with our listening audience as to what this Feed the Hungry program is about.
Yes, sir. What we're doing is on Wednesdays after the first and third Sunday, between 11 and 1 o'clock, we have our Feed the Hungry program, our free lunch program for all those who are hungry. Mm-hmm. It's free to come by. We're located at 4101 Duhon Lane right here in Alexandria. And we it's a new program that we're getting started. And so we're just trying to get the word out so people will know if you're hungry, stop by and partake of what we have, and we feed until we are in, until all is gone.
Okay, okay. So it says here that it's going to start promptly at 11 o'clock a.m. until 1 o'clock p.m. Now, for those that are listening to this and they don't know exactly probably how to get to you guys, is there information that you can share with them, giving them some kind of landmark information to show them exactly where you are?
Well, yes, we are located, as I said, at 4101 Duhon Lane. If you're familiar with Lee Street, approaching MacArthur Drive, where the Kim's store is, if you turn right there by in front of the Kim's store, down Duhon Lane, when you get, if you go past the water, you've just gone too far.
Mm-hmm.
We're right there beside the water.
Okay. All right, all right. Well, I tell you what, is there any special qualifications for coming? Do they need to come with ID, or is there a certain age bracket? Is it for senior citizens, or who is the targeted audience that you're looking to get to this Feed the Hungry?
The key word is hungry.
Good deal. Good deal.
That's the pre-qualification.
Okay. Well, that sounds like a winner to me. And again, we thank you, Time Out, for sharing that information with us, because just as the Word of God says, Jesus said it so eloquently. He said, when I was hungry, you fed me. When I was naked, you clothed me. When I was in prison, you visited me. And many people ask the question, says, well, Lord, when did we do that to you? And he answered them and said, when you've done it to the least of these, my brethren, you've done it unto me. Congratulations. Exactly. And keep up the good work, Pastor Dearborn. Thank you so much. And we'll get
you
back.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. We'll get you back, and you have yourself a blessed day.
All right. You as well.
All right.
Kelly's Sitting Service is a personal care assistance agency. Kelly's assists with bathing, grooming, meal preparation, medication reminders, light housekeeping, laundry, and more. Kelly's has served all parishes of Region 6 for over 27 years. Kelly's is now providing services to our veterans in their homes. Locally owned and locally operated, with a desire to assist members of our community to remain in their homes for as long as possible. Thank you for giving Kelly's the opportunity to serve you with dignity, respect, and compassion, which has been our foundational qualities throughout our ministry. Kelly's is seeking attendants and caregivers with the same qualities of dignity, respect, and compassion that have sustained this agency. Again, thank you for 27 years of service to Central Louisiana. Kelly's is an equal opportunity employer. For more information, 318-793-8453 or 1-800-913-7784. The website is KellysServiceHouston.com. Kelly's Sitting Service is another proud sponsor of KAYT-KQJO-FM.
We know the broadcast has been a blessing to you, and since it has, feel free to contact us at
662-704-0630. Again, 662-704-0630.
And until our next broadcast, remember, the devil has not forced a chain that the power of God cannot break. Until our next broadcast, God bless you. From Bishop Kenny Townsend
and Minister Mildred Townsend.
Tell somebody, say, you stand. Get on it.
K-A-Y-T, Gina Alexandria, 88.1. K-A-Y-T, Shreveport Greenwood, 92.5.
Oh, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise ye the Lord and all of his hosts. Thank you all near and far for tuning in to another session of Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints, right here on this station. I'm your host, Bishop Kenny Townsend, along with my beautiful wife of 35 plus years, none other than in the person of...
Amen, I'm Lady Mildred Townsend.
And together we bring to you the Moments of Inspiration Intercessory Prayer Ministry, a ministry that is especially formulated to minister to God's people in this time. Amen. If the good man of the house knew what hour the thief was coming, he would not have suffered his house to be broken up into. But again, we just thank and praise God for you, you, and you. So on that note, I'm going to ask Minister Mildred, if she so kindly will, to share a scripture. And then we're going to go before the throne of grace in prayer in Jesus' name.
Amen. Heavenly Father, amen. Coming out of the book of Romans, praise the Lord. Amen. Romans. The first chapter, starting at the 16th verse, and it reads as this: For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. But therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. Father, we thank you today. We thank you for your word to encourage us day by day, knowing that the just must live by faith. Not what we see, well, not what we hear, not what we smell, what not, none of that. Hallelujah. We trust you, O God. Hallelujah. By faith, we know it's already done. Praying for those that are discouraged this morning. Amen. Praying for those that are bearing loved ones this morning. Oh, God. Praying for all over this world. Praying for all over this world. Those behind prison bars, those at the nursing home, those in hospitals. Amen. Praying for those that have in crisis. Glory to God.
Yes.
We're lifting them up today.
Yes,
for we
Lord.
Know that you are the one that we look up to.
Yes,
you're the
Lord.
One that we trust. You're the one that we continuously,
oh, yes.
hallelujah, have our trust in.
Oh,
but
yes.
God, we know the just shall live by faith.
Yes,
and
Lord.
We pray that there's others out there. Hallelujah. Not even giving up today.
Yes,
even
Lord.
Though you might feel like giving up. But don't let your feeling get in the way. The just must live by faith.
Yes,
amen.
Yes, Lord.
Speak to yourself. Look
oh,
in the
yes.
mirror. Praise God. In the name of Jesus. And say that I shall not die,
yes.
but live.
Hallelujah.
And declare the works of the Lord.
Oh, yes.
For God, there are so many that need
yes.
you today.
Yes,
that
yes.
you're looking on even now, God.
Yes, Lord.
To have mercy upon them in the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes,
oh,
Lord
God,
Jesus.
Even throughout this day, let somebody give their heart to Jesus. Let somebody, hallelujah, repent of their sins.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Turn from everything that's not like you
Thank
today.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
And surrender unto you. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, amen.
In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we have the victory. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Satan will have to flee. Oh, tell me who can stand before us when we call on that great name, Jesus, Jesus, Master, Savior, we have the victory in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I have the victory. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Satan, you have to flee. Oh, tell me who can stand before us when we call on that great name, yes. Jesus, Jesus, Master, oh Savior, we have the victory. You know what? That should be your declaration every day. In spite of what's happening in the news, in spite of what's going on in society, in spite of what's unfolding on a day-to-day basis, that should be your declaration of faith. I have the victory in the name of Jesus. Amen. Might have lost loved ones. Yes, yes, yes. But you know what? As I often tell people, you didn't lose anything if they were in Christ. I know I hear a lot of people saying, pray for me. I lost my mother. Pray for me. I lost my father. Pray for me. I lost this. If they were in Christ, you know where they are. You know you didn't lose them. You know they relocated to another location. For the Bible tells us that the dead in Christ, amen, have went on to be with the Lord. Isn't that right?
Amen.
Amen. To be absent in the body is to be present with who?
The Lord.
The Lord. So how you done lost something? No, beloved, you know what? We've got to reshape and refortify the things that we say. It is imperative, amen, because you know what? As a man thinketh in his heart, amen. Now, if you didn't have a loved one that wasn't saved and they did not accept Jesus Christ as Lord of their life and their and Savior of their life, yeah, you lost somebody. You did. You lost a loved one. Amen. And my heart goes out to you. Amen. Because you know what? The Bible clearly tells us, and from the day that we came into this world, Jesus have been eloquently trying to get us to surrender our life to the Lord. He said, the day that you hear my voice, harden not your heart. And I guarantee you, from the time that we small children coming into this life, Jesus have used something or someone, some Sunday school class, some radio broadcast, some television broadcast. He has always used something to get our attention. And you know what? That's where his grace and mercy came in at, Minister Mildred. Amen. He was graceful and merciful unto us. It didn't matter what background you came from. Even the people that live in the third world countries, God is affording an opportunity for the gospel of Jesus Christ to make its way over to them now. Look at the technology that we have now. There was a time, you know, where people had to write letters. They had to have shortwave radio. Amen. Now God has opened up a worldwide tool called radio and Instagram and Facebook and Periscope, all of these things to help get the gospel out. And unfortunately, many of them are just using it as a catalyst to get over. But you know what? The gospel is still getting out. That's why Paul said, some preach the gospel thinking to add contention to my bonds. Well, they think that now that I'm locked up and now that I'm not able, amen, to get out and preach, they think now that that gives them the opportunity to do it. And some do it, amen, in animosity. But this is what Paul said. Nevertheless, I don't care. Long as the gospel is getting preached, that's when you know who you are in the things of God. Amen. You know who you are. I don't care what's happening in the news. I know what's going on in Israel. I know what's going on the Gaza Strip. But when you know who you are in the Lord and you know what God's word has said, you know that in the name of Jesus, we have the victory. And sometimes, just a little food for thought, everybody in Israel has not accepted Yeshua HaMashiach as Lord and Savior. So God has to allow things to happen to get those people to convert to be Messianic Jews. That's right, believing in the Messiah. Many of them are still believers of the Torah. They still believe, amen, in the five books and those five books only. They don't believe in the risen Savior. So God has to use certain circumstances in our life, just like here in our blessed country. Amen. He has to allow certain things to come to up against us, Minister Mildred, so we can realize who's really still in charge.
That's right.
Amen. God is still in charge. Gas prices are going up, but God is still in charge. Amen. Mandates are being mandated. Amen. Freedoms are being taken away. Amen. You're being drawn closer to situations that you don't want to go by. Amen. All of this is adding up to what God's word said would happen in the end time. But the question is, who is your calling and election in? Is it in the Lord Jesus Christ? Minister Mildred, you know, God is just doing some phenomenal things. And you know, one of the things I can tell you he's doing for me is that he's solidifying my walk with him until, you know what, I believe him beyond a shadow of a doubt that if God's word said it, that settles it. What do you think?
Amen. That's it. And that's what God wants us to do. And that's why situations comes in our life. We know a lot of time we're thinking things just come just to be there, you know, just to be there. But, you know, God allows a lot of things to come in our life that our faith may grow toward the things. And we got to stretch our faith. We got to trust God.
That's
and
right.
That's all it that matters. We have to trust God. And if people's not really preaching the gospel that way and telling people, because without faith, it's impossible to please him. So how can you be in a relationship with somebody and you can't please them? Amen. You got to learn other things that's pleasing. Praise God. And God let us know that faith is pleasing to him. And that's what we do each and every day, to stretch our faith. Amen. And things going to come in your life to stretch your faith. Mm-hmm. You know, your faith can't stretch just, you know, about, you know, and God doesn't, you know, you have to really, really believe God and trust God. And then things and trials and situations, you know what I'm saying? Then you can right there tell whether or not that you're going to trust God in this situation or you're going to give up. And God rather for us to trust him.
You're going to be tried. Your faith is going to be tried. Amen. But you know what? You're going to have to be like those Hebrew boys. And we're faced with that right now. Amen. You know, one of the things that you want to do as a believer is you want to help empower God's people so that they'll be able to stand. But more importantly, we want to be able to empower our generation after us. Because it's the generation that's coming after us that are going to have to take the torch and run with it. It's the generation after us that if they don't know about the power of God, if they don't understand about the necessity of God and how important it is to surrender and sell ourselves out to the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, then you know what? We've become a lost generation. And we see this happening all around us.
And we're teaching the generation how to go out the stuff and how, you know, the Lamborghinis is the mansions on the hill. We're preaching that kind of gospel to them. You know, it's not the gospel. It's a gospel.
It's a gospel. That's
that
right.
That one
that's
they right. made of themselves because
that's
it's
right.
not scriptural. And that's just a sad thing because if that's what they're getting from us, amen. That's already a lost generation because you know, we had to go back to this word. Many like they just want to, you know, get the Bible, close it up, and throw it somewhere because it's old, it's outdated. But nevertheless, there's a remnant that's going to stand and going to preach and teach what the Bible say. Amen. The just shall live by faith. And the reason why you don't see that today, because so many people got so much stuff, they don't have to trust God. Amen. Their money becomes their God. Their stuff becomes their God. Amen. But there's a remnant that believe what this word say. We have to live by faith. We have to walk by faith, regardless of what circumstances come your way.
Yes,
it goes right back to living by faith.
You know what? We have a responsibility to reach out to our children, to our families. I understand that we're living in a society now that pretty much dictates, you know what, do what you want to do. But when you begin to just hear people telling children, let them make up their mind what they want to be, let them make up their mind how they want to be, you know, that becomes kind of frightening because the Bible tells us foolishness is in a child. And if foolishness is in a child needs direction. Amen. A child is not in a position to tell you at 4 and 5 what they want to be. I mean, they can have aspirations and understanding, but many of their aspirations now in today's society have become distorted. And this is the reason why our children are becoming distorted in their thinking. Amen. Our children are being led by vices and wickedness operating in high places, spiritual wickedness operating in high places. Amen. And we've got to safeguard the hearts and the minds of our children. And I know, amen, that many of our rights are probably being taken away at an alarming rate. But you know what? One thing I can tell you, the right to choose and to rightfully choose cannot be taken away. It's a choice that you must have. It's a choice that you must stand on for yourself. Amen. You're going to have to stand on that. All right. I'm going to go back to the phone call here. All right, Carl, I want you to hold on just a second. Amen. Praise be to God. As I said before, that, you know, we're going to have to lead our children in the right direction. Amen. You know, I had the opportunity to talk to a young lady not long ago, and we spoke about our generation. So, amen. And she's one of my Facebook friends. And, amen, I put a post up, and you know what? She's also an author and a person who loves the Lord. And, I believe I've got her on the line right now. So briefly, what we're going to do is just have her share with you, because you know what? Some of the things that God shared with me in my ministering is that when it comes to our generation, and you know what? If the elderly people have become power hungry, that is spilling over into the minds and lives of our children. Many of our children have become power hungry, especially when they start leaving high school, entering into college. And so as they enter into college, they're seeking the prestige, the glory, and the honor, the pomp and circumstances, if you will, amen, so that they can be in this elite group. And what they don't understand is that many of them take the auspices of trying to connect to the so-called jocks of their time around their colleges and fraternities and institutions without understanding that there's something a little bit more dire going on. To the caller that's on the air right now, God bless you. Could you please just briefly tell us who you are and where you're calling from? And I know you're an author of a book, and I just want you to briefly just share that with our listening audience right now.
Yes, well, thank you for having me on to share the word of the Lord in this season. And the book that he downloaded in my spirit and had me to write and share with any of his children who are interested in going higher, interested in going to the next level, and really interested in being the bride of Christ. Mm. The name of that book is Behind Closed Doors.
Now, hold it right there. Hold it.
Okay.
Hold it. Just the beginning of that subject says something. Behind closed doors. And you know what? A lot of time people have been taught that what goes on behind closed doors is their business and nobody else's business. But go ahead, woman. Go ahead.
And the subtitle is Tea About Pledging Sororities and Fraternities. And this is just our first volume. And not only do I give my testimony of how I came out of Delta Sigma Theta, but I also have another young lady, Tiffany McNair, who shares her testimony of coming out of Delta. We have an ex-Omega, Brother P. He shares his testimony. And Shahid Johnson. Shahid is actually probably the youngest of all of those who gave their testimony in the book. He just graduated maybe a year or two ago. And he shares how, you know, there was a lot of hazing involved. Even though hazing is against the law, They're still doing it underground. Mm. And, of course, one thing that we all share in common in our testimonies is that we all took an oath, an ungodly oath, and we all had to kneel before an altar in a dark room and take oath before other gods and goddesses. Jesus. Now, most of us did this ignorantly, and we didn't, you know that we were doing something in rebellion to the Most High God.
My God.
But as the Lord began to reveal to me and my other brothers and sisters that have come out, he began to reveal that if we want to see his face when he returns,
yes, ma'am.
He started expressing the importance of cleansing our garments. And what does that mean? That doesn't mean that we're necessarily going to be perfect, but what it means is that we're going to repent as he shows us things, as he shows us the mistakes that we've made.
Now, hold on just a minute there. Hold on just a second, because as you begin to share this, now, a lot of times these people think that, you know, these are my brothers, these are my sisters, we pledged together. So, but what you're actually telling our listening audience is that they have pledged brother and sisterhood in the name of a satanic influence because they did this to other mythical gods.
Yes.
That's right. And in the case of my sorority, my former sorority, the name of the goddess that was mentioned was Minerva. And I was only 19 years old, so I didn't know. I never heard of Minerva. But as I, you know, grew and went on in life, and I was suffering from depression for a long, long time, and I wanted deliverance. And I asked God to deliver me from the depression. Well, what he showed me was, if you want me to deliver you from depression, I got some things I need you to come out of.
Wow.
And Delta was one of them. The other thing was bitterness. I was carrying a lot of bitterness, and I needed to forgive people. And so those are the first two things he began to work with me on to get clean, to cleanse my garments. And then he began to show me more and more, like you said, the wicked foundation to the sororities and fraternities and other secret societies, such as your Freemasons, your Eastern Stars, and the list goes on.
Yes, it does.
But he began to show me that they all are rooted in a very satanic Luciferian foundation.
Yes.
But they don't tell you that before you go in. Most of us, you know, they don't even give you the ritual book till after you've pledged these organizations. And then most of us never even go back and read it. If you go back and start reading some of those ritual books with and ask the Holy Spirit to show you what it is that you've agreed to, and you understand the power of agreement.
You put yourself under a curse.
That's it. You're putting yourself in a curse. And the way I was cursed might not have been the way somebody else was cursed, because, you know, the devil's not going to be that obvious about it.
That's
so
right.
You might not be suffering from depression, but he may hit you with something else, because you have given him legal ground to bring an attack into your life and into the lives of your descendants.
So this book you have written called Behind Closed Doors, are you actually disclosing? We don't want to disclose too much about it, because we do want people to be able to know where they can get this book at, because that's something that our youth need to know. And I was just sharing before you came on that our youth, our present-day youth, are going to be the generation behind us. And and being that we're in the last days, the satanic influence of today is looking to subdue the minds and the spirit of our youth that's coming behind us. And so he's using this power struggle of sorority and fraternity and all of these things that they are pledging in the name of brotherhood and sisterhood, and yet a more diabolical, sinister plot is brewing behind it. You didn't see that when you were first involved, did you? So what prompted you to write the book about it, and to, is this more like an expose in the book of exposing what's going on in it, or in brief?
Well, there is a lot of exposing and, you know, basically telling the truth about what happened once you actually get in there, because, you know, they don't want you to, they're not going to tell you in advance the things that you're going to experience. It's like you don't find out till you get in there. And they literally even put blindfolds on you during some of the rituals, which then becomes, you know, you become spiritually blind and unable to hear the voice of God, and unable to hear the Holy Spirit the way you would have prior to taking these oaths. But it also, you know, the first chapter really gives the history deeper than the history that they're going to tell you about. It's going to go all the way back to the queens and the kings, and really all the way back to the Freemasonry Foundation on the other side of the world. And it's going to go all the way back to how, you know, there are people who are literally still worshiping and serving some of these gods that are mentioned in the rituals of the modern day idolatry.
Yeah.
And so it shares, you know, the things that not only we experience, but it also goes back to hundreds of years ago, how this got started, because they're not going to tell you that. And most of them don't even, you know, they're ignorant of that, because
and some,
you know,
people
the Bible
would
says,
actually
be not
oppose
ignorant
it.
Of Satan's devices. I'm sorry.
And some would actually oppose what you're saying, because they're saying, well, you know, we're a brotherhood, we're a sisterhood. But the truth of the matter is, and one of the things that I found out that is about, it's more so about just getting money out of you so that people can,
yeah,
can feel, because we're naturally drawn to the unknown. And so on these
That's
colleges
right.
and fraternities, it appears that somebody has more prestige, they have more influence, they have more this. Seems like even though they flunk in their grades, they still, you know, have this air about them that causes them to still go along and even if they're not passing in their grades, they've got instructors and teachers that will help them. But I will tell you this, lady of God, I saw one movie years ago called The Burning Sands. I don't know if you're ever familiar with that movie or not.
I am.
But when I saw that movie and how those young men were pledging and how one of them was so badly beaten until his ribs were broken, and one of the other young men actually died in the movie in the name of brotherhood.
Yes, I actually just took the time to watch that movie in 2020 when things slowed down.
Yes.
And when I watched it, when I was done, I was like, you know what? There's not a thing in there that they didn't say anything that was a lie. Put it like that. Everything they showed, everything they depicted is still happening on these college campuses. Children are still dying in school. They're still actually even pledging graduate chapter two. So you got the undergraduate thing still going on. You got the graduate thing going on.
My God.
But I say to the parents that are listening, if when you send your child out to college, please pray over them concerning this matter. Have them to understand and have them hear the wisdom of God on this matter, that this is not what they think. God will give you all the brothers and sisters you need.
That's right,
in the kingdom
sister.
Of God,
That's
right?
It.
He will give
That's
you all
it.
The friends you need.
That's it. That's it. And you know what you said? That you had the pledge to do a lot of ungodly things.
Yes.
Ungodly things. So if you've pledged to do something ungodly, and it's just like one of the Masonic oaths that they say, conceal and never reveal. That means that if a brother or sister killed somebody and you knew about it, you had to just keep your mouth shut about it because you've pledged.
That's right. And I have one of the things that I also have, the Lord had me to start a deliverance ministry, inner healing and deliverance ministry. So I've had a lot of people to come to me and they want to break these oaths and break these covenants. And I've even had Freemasons come wanting to break the oaths and covenants that they made. And I learned by way of a renunciation prayer from people who had actually been in Freemasonry. They also had come out. They shared with me, and I put this in the back of the book, by the way, they shared with me the oaths that they had to take going all the way up to the 33rd degree.
Oh, yes.
So when we're doing healing and deliverance, we literally take them through each of those oaths, renouncing them one by one. And I got the shock of my life when I heard some of the things that they were renouncing. I was like, wow, you got to be kidding. You had to say that?
Oh, yeah.
And,
oh, yeah.
And so I see why they tell you, no, don't tell nobody, don't tell nobody. But, you know, with God, there is no secrecy. When he says proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ, there is no secrecy. So what's up with, why is there so many secrets in secret societies? What are y'all hiding?
Well, it's not y'all, but it's the satanic influence behind them.
Yeah.
And just like yourself, and my wife can attest to this, I used to live in Greenwood, Mississippi, and I, too, did the same thing over the radio.
Yeah.
And I began to have a weekly broadcast where I began to share the dangers of the fraternal and the sororities and things of that nature. And I actually had men and women calling me to renounce, to recant, and demit out of their fraternal orders. Amen.
Wow.
I'm talking about Herons of Jericho. I'm talking about Master Masons. They were calling, saying, man of God, you're right. One man called up to the radio station, and he said these words. He said, man of God, I know you for real. I know you're real, man of God. I said, what do you mean? He said, because any other ordinary man would have been dead now for what you've been doing.
My God.
He said, I know God's hand got to be on you, because can't nobody get close to you.
Yeah.
So that right there, we have that mandate to snatch our generation back from the clutches of the enemy. Once again, tell us this book that you have, the name of it, and where it can be gotten from? Because I know that many of my radio listening audience have children that are going into college. Graduation is just taking place, and many of them will be going. And the first thing they do is they see all of the dances that they do, and the spinning of the canes, and all of the mesmerizing things that look so adamant to them. It just, you know, it's animated, and oh boy, the steppers that they do, and all of the chants that they chant. You know, that's mesmerizing and hypnotic to the children.
It is. It's seducing. It's very seducing, and we had fun doing it. But then when you realize who you really dancing and stepping and chanting to, you have to take a second look at it and say, "My God, I repent. I want to renounce the things that I agreed to."
So briefly, tell us your name. Tell us where you're located, and tell us the name of the book
again,
and where
so
it can be.
My pen name is G. Renee. I am located in Atlanta, Georgia. And I graduated from Howard University, where I pledged Alpha Chapter, Delta Sigma Theta. But the Lord has called me out, as he's calling his children out. And the name of the book he had me to write is Behind Closed Doors, The Tea About Pledging Sororities and Fraternities. And you can it's available now at g-renee-books.com. And Renee is spelled R-E-N-E-E.
Okay. Once again, if someone wanted to contact you, is there a number you can be reached at? Because I know I'm going to put this, I'm going to post this on my page, because I'm actually Facebook Live now, and I'm going to play this back. But I mean, is there a number again that you can be reached by? And I want you to give that information one more time for our later on listeners that will be listening to this broadcast.
I do, and the number for our ministry and the name of the ministry is Peacemakers Inner Healing Incorporated. The number for the ministry is 678-444-4910. That's 678-444-4910. Again, the website is g-renee-books.com.
All right, and the book can be purchased where again now?
g-renee-books. With an S.
Okay.
.com.
And what is the cost of the book?
The book on the website is $16.55.
Okay, and that's not much at all. Amen. That's just some McDonald's money.
That's right.
Yeah, that's
and for
McDonald's.
This month I am including shipping.
Okay.
We just released it, so that is my free gift is the shipping cost.
So you know I gotta get one, right? You know that, right?
I can't wait to send it to you.
I got to get one. I got to get one because, you know, these are things that.
Could she write it? I mean, give it again.
Okay. She said, could you give the information one more time?
No problem. So the number for the ministry, Peacemakers Inner Healing, and we do help, you know, pray people through the renunciation prayers and any other healing and deliverance needs that they have. The number is 678-444-4910. And the website is g-renee, which is spelled R-E-N-E-E, books.com.
You know, and I'm so glad that you shared that because, you know, I was pastoring a church in Mississippi, and we also believe in deliverance. We also believe in these people being set free from the powers of the enemy. And they don't understand that multiple things that they're going through has called multiple demonic influence and entities to enter into them.
Yeah.
And I remember one Bible class that I was having in Mississippi, and just out of the blue, the Holy Spirit says, listen, call a prayer line right now. And I had a particular young lady. She's a part of our ministry right now. And so she came up, and when she came up, the Holy Spirit just had me start calling out things over her life and connections.
Yeah.
And I began to take authority over that spirit. Now, mind you, she had been involved also in the Eastern Stars. She had been involved in the Eastern Stars, and so she had pledged to this particular sorority, and unknown to me, I started calling out the spirit of the fraternal order, not knowing that she had even been in it. And I began, and see, that's what the Holy Spirit does. He gives you the what you call the gift of discernment and the gift of knowledge and words of wisdom. And so as I began to call out the things that had happened in her life, she had been raped and molested at an early age. I didn't know nothing about her, but the Holy Ghost knows everything. And as I began to call out those things over her life, woman of God, listen what happened. Those spirits began to manifest. And she began to she fell out on the ground, and she began to wither and writhe like a snake. And three or four different voices came out of her. One was deep and said, "No, don't make us leave." And then another one, happy, says, "Ah, we've been here for a long time. We're not going anywhere." I said, "Oh, you getting out of here in the name of Jesus." And I had them bring me that oil over, and I anointed her with that oil. And I mean, those about five or six different spirits began to scream out of this woman. And they left her writhing. And as they said, like in the Bible, they just tried to tear her body. And she laid there quivering. Say, some of the saints that ain't used to deliverance got up and ran out to church. It was like a scene in the Exorcist or something. They got up and ran up out of there. But you know what? Yeah. Right today, that woman is delivered and she's set free.
Hallelujah.
And she's running for her life, letting everybody know about the power of God. So I'm interested for you to be able to share this book, and not only that, the ministry that God has given to you, because down here in the state of Louisiana, a lot of people are not just in Louisiana, but everywhere, they're bound by witchcraft, they're bound by spells, they're bound by the spirit of hypnotism and mind control, and all of these things are happening. And it's being done in the news, it's being done at our institutions, it's being done on every level. And we've just got to prepare our younger generation for the coming of the Lord, because many of them are being used as pieces, chess pieces for Satan, and they don't even know it. Many of our clergymen, many of our politicians, amen, have vowed to this demonic influence. And it's all about power and influence, and they don't know.
Absolutely. And, you know, before I came on the broadcast, the Lord was giving me the scripture about rebellion is like the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. And when you talk about the pastors that are involved in this, you know, Saul was the king, and he, you know, got involved in rebellion and got involved in witchcraft, even unknowingly. And the prophet Samuel had to warn him. And by the time he decided to take heed of the warning, it was too late. And God decided, "I'm going to strip you." When the prophets warn and God's people, his true people, are trying to give a prophetic word and warn, whether it's in, you know, verbally, whether it's in a book, whether it's in a song, you know, you have to take heed to the Holy Spirit that is using that person to bring a warning. And I just praise God for those who have come out, for those who have taken heed. We have had many people that said, I don't want to be cursed anymore, when they realized what they had done, and they don't want their children to be cursed. And so I thank God for his restoration, because only he can restore. It is him that brings the deliverance, and it is him that restores and prepares us for the soon return of Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach.
Amen. Well, my sister, I want to tell you thank you from the bottom of my heart. I knew it was a divine connection from the Lord. Amen. When you took that post and shared it about me exposing the secret societies, the fraternal orders and Eastern Stars and all of that stuff like that. And then the Lord had me to call you, not knowing that you had wrote a book, until I went on your page and saw that you had wrote a book. I think you inboxed me and told me that you had wrote a book, and that was right in conjunction with what your book was saying. So God is doing something, and he's formulating the minds of his people so that we will not be caught up by the deception. Because there are many saying, "Oh, ain't nothing wrong with the fraternity. Ain't nothing wrong. It's just a sisterhood." But I had a niece that went through some hellified stuff in one of those sororities. And I mean, she went through some hellified stuff just pledging to a sorority. And it really done her bad. And what happens is, and a lot of people are ashamed to say this, many of those guys have had to indulge in homosexual activity. Many of the young ladies have had to indulge in lesbianic activity. In the name of sisterhood and in the name of brotherhood, they don't want to admit it. But, you know, and as you said, they've been involved in witchcraft and sorcery and all type of thing. But God is calling us out of darkness into the true light, the true light of Jesus Christ.
The true light. Alpha and Omega.
That's right, my sister.
Amen.
That's right. So, listen, we thank you so much, and we thank you for being with us. And again, just tell us who you are and where you're from, and we're going to close out with that.
Praise God. Thank you. My name is G. Renee, and I'm in Atlanta, Georgia. And again, the website where you can get the book, Behind Closed Doors, The Tea About Pledging Sororities and Fraternities, the website is g-renee-books.com.
All right, my sister. We love you in Jesus' name, all right?
We love you, too.
We'll talk with you afterwards. God bless. Bye-bye.
Okay, God bless.
All right. Okay. We thank and praise God for our dear beloved sister there. I pray that that was very informative and educational to you. To our listeners out there in Facebook land, amen, she's giving you the information, and I will play it back again for you later on. Amen. So on that note, Mr. Mildred, what I know you didn't get a chance to share a script. You did share a scripture, didn't you?
Yes, and we just so glad that any soul that repents and get right with the Lord Jesus Christ, because we're living in the last days where good people calling good evil and evil good. You know, we're just living in that time, and we must know that in order to do it, you know, a lot of time people look up to these people that's in these groups, and a lot of them are educators and, you know, people in high positions and all of that. But you know one thing about it, God's still giving, you know, everybody space to repent, to turn from these things. And nothing but evil is in a lot of this stuff. And, you know, we got, you know, let's face it, there's loved ones. Some people got children in this thing. They got sisters, brothers, or, you know. But we know that God is able to deliver. Amen. He's able. And one thing about it, when your heart is true with God, you're no longer going to be even at peace. When the, you know, he that has an ear to hear what the Spirit is saying, praise God. Those are the ones God is calling out. Those are the ones he's calling out, the ones that he loves. Amen. Praise God. For so long, you say, well, I've been in there for years. I've been in there for years. Yes. We got loved ones that have been in there for years, but it's not of God. And God is calling his people out of that. Praise God. And we got people that in the church, we got people, big time preachers, mega preachers that's in this Freemasonries and all of that. Mm-hmm. But you know, God is willing that none perish, that all come to repentance. It's time to repent. Get it right. Renounce that in Jesus' name.
Amen. What we're going to do is take a break, y'all. And when we come back, going to open up that prayer line for those of you, amen, that would love to call in for prayer. So whatever you're doing, don't touch that dial. This is Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints, with your host, Bishop Kenny Townsend and Lady Mildred Townsend. Don't even think about touching that dial. We'll be right back after this.
WNRR, Foreign and Domestic Auto Repair.
Any car, anytime. Foreign or domestic.
Mercedes-Benz.
Lexus.
BMW.
Jaguar.
Audi.
Acura.
Volvo, and many others.
Conveniently located at 3119 Masonic Drive, Suite C in Alexandria. All work is guaranteed and warranted for up to 30 days. For all of your maintenance needs on foreign or domestic automobiles, it's WNR Foreign and Domestic Auto Repair. You can reach Willie or Lisa Brown at 318-416-2158 or 318-451-2305.
We've been repairing cars for over 15 years.
Open 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday and by appointment only on Saturday. WNR Foreign and Domestic Auto Repair, 3119 Masonic Drive, across from the zoo in Alexandria. Another proud underwriting sponsor of KAYT KQJOFM.
Aren't you tired of living paycheck to paycheck? Are you spending your tax refund as soon as you get it? Welcome to 360 Financial Services, where you can fix your credit, file your taxes, and increase your financial stability. Hi, I am Catrice Mason. Fix your credit by disputing every negative item on your credit report. No matter what the item may be, it can be removed. You'll be able to get a quote at no expense and file your taxes at 360 Financial Services. I'm also looking to partner with like-minded entrepreneurs who's looking to start their own business. You have the opportunity to be your own boss, make residual income, get paid weekly, make your own hours, and you can work from anywhere with no background check and no overhead. Start 2021 with new goals, excellent credit, and a cash advance. God is opening new doors for you at 360 Financial Services. 318-730-8441.
360 Financial Services is a proud sponsor of KAYT KQJOFM.
Information is powerful, but it's only powerful to the ears of the listeners. Public service announcements are very important to us here at KAYT KQJO. If you have any public service announcements that you'd like to have aired here on KAYT KQJO, as always, please feel free to send them 2 weeks in advance to KAYT, Attention, Bishop Kenny Townsend, at 5003 Masonic Drive, Suite 113, Alexandria, Louisiana, 713-701. Or feel free to fax them 2 weeks in advance to 318-487-0909. Or you can hit us up on the World Wide Web at kayt881news@gmail.com. Information is powerful, but only to the targeted listening audience. Here at KAYT, we want to help you get the word out. Send your public service announcement ASAP. And we're back. For those of you just tuning in, this is Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints, a radio broadcast ministry that is especially formulated to bring God's people back to the realization of the coming of the Lord. If, as the good man said, if the good man of the house knew what hour, if the good Lord of man of the house knew what hour the thief was coming, he would not have suffered his house to be broken up into. So again, we're going to open that prayer line. If you'd like to call in, 318-484-2500 is the number to call. Amen. And I'm quite sure today, amen, was a treat for a lot of you, because like I said before, you got a lot of your children that are going to be venturing off.
And Bishop, into it's a good thing. Amen. We just got an anonymous caller. I'm not going to mention the name. She said she don't want the name mentioned, but she want to buy 10 books.
She wants to buy 10 of those books
and donate them to our ministry.
Wow.
And we can give them like a book a week or whatever.
How yes.
Do it.
Ain't that a
so
blessing?
So, you know, that's God's moving.
Yes. God is trying to open the ears of his people. Okay. Hello, caller. This is Moments of Inspiration. You're on the air. Can you tell us who you are? But before you do, you got to turn your radio all the way down so that
can
we
can hear me now, Bishop.
I can hear you very good. God bless you. Who do we have out there?
This is Brother Steve. I ain't heard from y'all since Julie was a schoolgirl.
Well, where you been, Brother Steve?
Well, I've been trying to call, but it never went through.
Well, you through now. You in living color right now, Brother Steve.
I hear you, Bishop.
Yes, sir. Everything been all right
with
you?
Yeah, how are you and your lovely wife doing?
Well, I tell you what, if it gets any better, I might have to take something for it.
Oh, Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
Yes, sir. It's just that good.
Well, I'm going to sing a verse of a song if I got time.
You got time, Brother Steve. Go ahead and give us a verse real quick.
I'm just going to give you a little bit.
All right.
I love you, and I live my Bible to worship you. Oh, my soul rejoice. Take joy, my King, in what you hear. Let it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ear.
Watch out now, Brusty. Look now. Where you say you located at again?
I'm in Hall Summit, right, probably about 13 miles from Coachella.
Don't make me come to Chicago looking for you now. Don't make me,
hey, Bishop,
look, don't make me drag you to Pineville.
Oh, Lord, have mercy. I got a son down there.
Well, I tell you what, man. We just thank and praise God for you. And he's truly giving you a gift, man. Use that gift to the glory of God, man.
Yes, sir, I sure will. But just pray for me, Bishop, and all is well, man. All is well.
All right. And you saying that by faith, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right. All right. All right. Because
right,
see, you know.
Be blessed now.
All right, my brother. And give love to everybody for us now.
Yes, sir. Sure will.
All right, Rusty.
All right. All bye-bye. Right.
Yeah, that's before the phone call. It's just a blessing that God would touch the hearts of people that's so concerned about souls.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
We just bless God.
To that person, God bless you.
God bless
God
you.
God bless you.
God bless you.
God bless you that it would even think enough to want to be a blessing to the ministry and your brothers and sisters in Christ. And then we just thank and praise God for you that want to do that. And yes, we will take those books and we will begin to educate God's people, because I'm telling you, that becomes a stronghold.
Yes.
In the life of many of our young people. And they carry this stronghold with them. Amen. Many of our young men have been introduced into homosexuality. Amen. They married, but they still on the down low. I even saw a movie years ago that explained that those guys had went to college together. And they were in college. And they had pledged this brotherhood. And they had wives and families. But yet and still, those same guys would get together and they would have homosexual activities going on.
They know how that does.
The name of the movie was called Cover.
Yeah.
And these brothers were on the down low. Prestigious men, many of them big businessmen, corporate businessmen, doing things. And yet that spirit of homosexuality was opened up to them when they got into the fraternities. So I'm telling y'all, many of our brothers and sisters out there that have pledged have done some ungodly things. And they know that what was shared today is true. Yes, they've been trying to deny it. They've been trying to say that it ain't so. But deep down inside of their soul, their spirit, man, is uneasy. And yeah, many of them are going to be angry because they've heard this. They're going to be angry. And that's what it's supposed to do. It's supposed to stir your emotion enough so that you can make a conscious decision to say, no more will I be bound by this. In that movie, the young man's daddy came up to him because the girl walked in on her husband in the shower with another man. And when the daddy found out about it, he punched his son in the stomach and said, are you a fool? You got a wife, man. What's wrong with you? But see, when Satan gets your flesh, you're going to do things that you got no business doing while trying to call on the name of the Lord. And yes, I know it's going to sound wrong, but I'm going to tell you, you one of the ones that if you don't get deliverance, he's going to say, depart from me.
Say it, Bishop.
You workers of iniquity.
I never
knew you.
Never.
I know you still call on my name. I know you jumped and shouted and you did all of that. But you know what? Truth is, I never knew you, because how in the world you got the power to come to Jesus, and Jesus gave us power to come out of darkness. We sing the song. Took me out of darkness into this marvelous light. But don't you know, every time I operate in sin, I done step back into darkness. I think War sung a song like that years ago called Slipping into Darkness. How you come to the light, but you still operating in darkness. Think about that. Something is wrong. But Jesus came to destroy the works of the enemy. Satan brought sin into this life, and he don't care. He'll bring it into the politicians. He'll bring it into the collegiate institutions. He'll bring it into the churches. He don't care. Long as you call on the name of Jesus, that's all that matter. But I'm here to tell you, if God can instantly save you, it's up to you now. He can instantly deliver you. It's up to you. I know we say it's a process. It is a process. The process is you repent and ask God to forgive you because you realize that I'm wretched and I'm undone and I need your forgiveness, Lord, and I can't do nothing. And yes, I've got to grow into this thing. But as I said before, if you done grown into it for 40 and 50 years and you still doing it, you ain't in Christ. You're not.
In religion.
You're in religion.
Because Christ, you know, he loves us so much, Bishop. That's what I was saying early.
Let's go back to the lady.
Amen.
She said God's spirit convicted her to come out of it, not make an excuse to stay in it.
And that's what the thing about it. God, whom he loves, he's chastening. Amen.
That's it. He chastens us. And when he chastens us, do you know what? You're going to get upset. You're going to feel convicted. You're going to get mad. You're going to get upset. And you somebody throwing stones at you and this, that, and the other. But the truth of the matter is, Jesus left these words to let you be healed. He said, go and sin no more. He didn't keep telling that woman that over and over again either. He didn't keep telling her that. He didn't have to keep telling her go and sin no more over and over and again and this, that, and the other. I even shared with a brother of mine. I said, you know what? I can come up to you and slap your face and say, I don't know what came over me. Please forgive me. And he going to forgive me. And I come up to him tomorrow and slap his face again and say, look, please forgive me. I don't know what come over me. How many do you honestly think he going to let me slap his face 749 times? Because he said forgive him 7 times 70.
Well, I don't know nobody.
Now, according to the word, that's what you're supposed to do now. But now think about this. How many times have Christ forgiven us of our sin? And we know we done did more than 749 sins.
Yes.
Sins that many times. I mean, think about from the time that we gave our life to Christ, he's still been forgiving us. He's still been forgiving us. Till we come to the knowledge of the truth. And the truth is, it is designed to
make
us free.
But the thing about it, every time I hear that, that's so true. But the thing about it, every time you sin, you're just putting yourself deeper and deeper in debt, because you're going to reap just what you sown. So every sin, there's consequences with it. And that meaning that how you going to get out of all of that but by the grace of God. And believe me, And you're going to have his grace to get through
can
all of
I
that.
Can I tell you the most hurting one, though, Minister Mildred?
No, I'm just saying about the sin itself.
Yeah.
Just leave it alone. That's why I want to encourage you. Don't go deeper and deeper. When the day that you hear his voice, harden not your heart. Give your heart over to the things of God that you won't have to keep on